Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were talking about the undeserved mercy, grace, and love of God that He has given to us. Let's continue with those thoughts today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Shall crumble, I will plant my feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says.
Including verse 6, see the mercy is from the Father, for it is He who poured out almighty wrath on His only begotten Son for our sin. He wasn't pouring out wrath on Him because He didn't like His Son. He loved His Son. But our sin was upon Him, and God's hatred of sin did not change even when it was His only begotten Son. What an ignorant thing to say, that God would weigh my good against my bad. Or to say that, well, yeah, I might have done wrong things before, but I've never done anything that bad that I deserve to go to hell. Look, the wages of sin, and that doesn't say in Romans 6:23 the wages of a big sin or of a little sin or some specific kind of sin. This is for the wages of sin is death, final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. So, His Son died for us. That is mercy. That is grace. That is love. And all of that was undeserved by us. I've heard somebody tell people that, as an illustration of trying to bring souls to Christ, if you had a cure for cancer, and you knew people that had cancer, and you had the cure, but you didn't feel like giving it to them. Well, nothing against them. You just didn't feel like giving it to them. You didn't want to go to all the trouble of it. And so you just let them die. I said, man, that'd be the worst kind of person. That's an evil person. And we'd say all kinds of bad things about them that could have saved maybe one of your loved ones with the cure. And then I've heard preachers turn that around to say, souls are dying, going to hell, and we've got the cure, the blood of Jesus Christ, and we're not sharing it with others. Well, just understand, the people that had the cancer didn't deserve for it to be taken care of, but love would use that thing that you would do, that cure that you would give that would help them be cured of cancer. That would be love. It wouldn't be they deserved it. It wouldn't be based on, well, if this one deserves it, then give it to them. No. It's not that it's deserved. It may be undeserved. That may be a bad person. But you want to save their life. And by the way, they might be bad. All have sinned to come short of the glory of God. So in a sense, we are all bad persons. So keep that in mind. Well, my salvation was undeserved. But again, it was given because God loved me. And what a price to send His only begotten Son to die for our sins. So, we are saved by the mercy of God, especially after we read verse 3 and 4. I mean, listen, verse 3. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers, different kinds of, that means, divers lusts and pleasures, I mean, there are all kinds of pleasures, and there are all kinds of lusts. Living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. Now, if you're honest, you'll say most all of that, if not all of that, would apply to you at some time and some places in your life. Then as verse 4 says, but after that the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man, appeared. Oh, what a good verse to put then, after reading the verses 3 and 4. Verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration. Regeneration means to bring back to life. And he brought us back to spirit life, pure life, a holy life that we could have, and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, his work in your life, and his indwelling. Now, to renew the Holy Spirit, then he had to have been there, doesn't he? So, and we know that the Holy Spirit moved upon the face of the deep in the creation. So all of those are things that we get from that sometimes we so often miss. So we are saved by the mercy, and don't ever think of, I'm so much better than anyone else. And so I'm saying all that, said that the Trinity was involved in our salvation and since our salvation. Again, think on John 3:16. God, that's the Father, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that's Jesus. The Father's love and mercy is seen in allowing my sin to be paid for by the precious blood of his Son. I didn't deserve that, folks. I really didn't deserve that. But I know he did it because he loves me. The Son's mercy and love is seen as he could have called 12 legions of angels, were told, and stopped it all. Matter of fact, I think that in his humanity, he could have just come off that cross miraculously. I believe he could have not gone through with it if he wanted not to go through with it. He would despise the shame. He would sweat huge drops as if it were blood. I don't know if it was blood or not. Some say, yeah, it was blood, you know. Now it says, as if it were blood, like it would be into blood or likened unto blood, but it just huge drops. Whatever it was huge drops, meaning this is hitting him very hard. And I think what was hitting him farther when he says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It wasn't that he thought his Father hated him. He knew better. He knew his Father's pouring out wrath that was the sin that was upon him that he was bearing for us, though he himself knew no sin. Isaiah 53 said, it pleased the Father to bruise him because his attitude about sin just does not change even when it's upon his own Son who didn't commit those sins. But he's pouring his wrath out. Not so much, well, that's my Son, I want to let him have it. No, he's pouring it out on my sin that's upon him. So when Jesus cries out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And I think that the idea there is that in the wilderness when he was tempted 40 days and nights, and then later when he's in Gethsemane praying and before the soldiers will come and get him. He sent angels to minister to him. But now, there'd be no grace for Jesus Christ, the perfect Son of God. Because if there is, then our sin is not paid for. Jesus knew that. And he suffered it for us all. Yes, God the Father, God the Son, had great mercy on us. My sin. Oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, my soul. Yes, I know when Spafford wrote that song, that little hymn of the death of his children up in the ocean. Yet, realizing the great grace of God, and to be absent from the body would be present with the Lord. And so we will see the grace, and that grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me at Calvary. So the washing of regeneration means a new life. Regeneration, new life. That washing was by the blood. The life is in the blood. Remember that in the law, and Leviticus and so forth, where he said the life is in the blood? We see not only the Father and the Son involved, but that mercy is showed us again when we next see the renewing of the Holy Ghost. When Adam was created, now please listen closely to this. When Adam was created, his body was formed of the dust of the ground. And yet we find there is a lifeless body lying there. It has flesh. It has blood in it. I believe that it has a soul in it. But it lacks life. Why? Because it lacks spirit. Now, I've had those, they call themselves dichotomous. They say a spirit and a soul is the same thing. A trichotomist says we have spirit, soul, and body. Okay? And I'm a trichotomist. I do believe we have a spirit. I believe we have a soul. We have a body. But the dichotomy says, well, there's only a spirit and a soul. Well, the soul and the spirit are the same thing. That's what they say, the dichotomists. But let me tell you something. Hebrews tells us the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Now, if the Bible shows us that there is a difference between the soul and the spirit, I don't care how many theologians with 25 letters after their name and doctorates, I don't care what they say, I'm going to take the Bible over their philosophies and theories.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on His firm foundation.